The good shepherd has risen, who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock. Alleluia. Well, here we are. We are now halfway through the season of Paschaltide, halfway through Easter, on the fourth Sunday. And so it's a good time to ask, how you doing? How's Easter going for you? Because I think we do a good job at focusing on Lent and seeing what kind of practices we can do during Lent, checking on our progress and continuing in those practices, or seeing how we can form ourselves better and better. But it seems like after the resurrection, we kind of just go back to our old habits. Often we even kind of fall off the wagon, so to speak. I think there are many who, there's a good number who they struggle during Lent and then they're okay when Easter comes. But I think the vast majority of us, penance works for us. And so we tend to sin less during Lent, but we fall back into those old habits come Easter. And that's not entirely a strange thing, because Satan hates for us to celebrate. He doesn't want us to be happy. He doesn't want us to have joy. So of course he's going to assault us in a time of solemnity. So that's why we have to stay on our guard, continue to celebrate, but always stay vigilant, because Satan's demons are all out to get us. They're like wolves, as the gospel says, trying to lead the sheep astray and devour us. That's not something to be super fearful of, because Christ is far powerful than they are, and Christ is our master. But it is something that we want to be on our guard against. And so it could be prudent to kind of examine ourselves and think, how was I doing during Lent? How am I doing now? And what kind of practices was I doing during Lent that were helping me, that were really working for me? And can I bring some of those practices back into play? Obviously, not the super penitential ones, because it is a time of rejoicing, a time of solemnity. But I think a lot of those things that we did during Lent can continue through the year, especially things like additional spiritual reading or additional time in prayer. So be reflecting on that. Because as St. Peter shows us today in the first reading, Christ is everything for us. We can't even do any good without Christ. And there is no salvation in anyone else. The world rejects Christ. They rejected him then, and they reject him now. But we recognize him as that true cornerstone, that stone that the entire building rests upon. And so we have to be founded in Christ. He is our foundation, and so we have to be well grounded in him, always faithful to him and trusting in him, because without him, we fall. And so we rejoice that he has done this for us. We haven't deserved anything from him. In fact, we deserved condemnation. But he loves us so much that he died for us, he rose again for us to save us. And that is great cause for rejoicing. That is the message of the Paschal mystery, of Paschaltide. And so we continue to rejoice. He is the good shepherd. Shepherds were not good at the time of Christ telling us this parable. They were often really criminals, really not good guys. And so Christ, by saying, I am the good shepherd, really means something. Because he loves us so much that although we're dumb, sheep are dumb, and we're sheep. We never tend to learn, do we? We often look at an animal and like, man, why didn't they ever learn? That's kind of how God looks at us. I showed them what to do, why don't they learn? But he still loves us enough to call us back, because the sheep always know the voice of their master. Shepherds actually make special sounds that the sheep, they come running. And so we recognize the voice of our master. And he loves us enough to take us on his shoulders, to pick us up and bring us back into the light, bring us back to where we need to be, out of his great mercy for us. And where he especially wants to bring us is to the glorious kingdom of heaven. He has prepared a place for us. He is the gate of heaven, just as he is the sheep gate. He opened those gates for us by his resurrection. And as St. John tells us in his reading today, that is our goal, and that is a beloved vision, to see God as he really is. Because here on earth, we experience him for sure, especially in the sacraments, but there's still a veil over our eyes, a veil over our minds, where we can't see him fully yet. In fact, a well-known speaker once said, if God showed us his full glory right now, we would be vaporized because we are not ready to handle it. And that's why we need this time on earth as a time of development, a time of growth, even a time of purification. And then we'll need that time of purification in purgatory for many of us as well. God, out of his mercy, has given us purgatory because nothing imperfect can enter into heaven, or else it would not be able to handle him. And so we need that time of loving purification here on earth and in the life to come, if it is so needed, because we so greatly want to see him in his glory. That is our goal, to be able to see God face to face and to not feel ashamed any longer, but to be able to allow him to embrace us so that we can really experience his glory. And so let us help one another to do that. As I mentioned, this is a great time to examine ourselves again, see how we're doing, and to see not only how we can help ourselves again, but to see how we can help others as well. Again, we are not individuals. We are a community. And it's beautiful that we're seeing that again, that we can come together once again to rejoice, to celebrate, to worship, and to help each other to grow in virtue and in charity, so that we may all come together to the glorious kingdom that Christ has opened for us.